This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasad with the news headlines first. National Assembly elections result out. 16 candidates from ruling Nepal Communist Party and 2 from Rashtriya Janata Party elected as the National Assembly members. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says all bodies of state should work together for achieving country's goal of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepalis. Government decides to take back 3 billion rupees with interest that was given to Saza Yatayat for purchasing electric buses. Transparency International report projects improvement in corruption control in Nepal. Nepal climbs up 11th position compared to last year, and the toll from coronavirus in China reached 25. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has completed the vote counting of the National Assembly election in different provinces. As per the results, Narayan Kajasrestha and Bhagwati Neupane of the ruling Nepal Communist Party have been elected as the National Assembly members from Kentucky State. Likewise, from the province number 2, all 4 candidates of the Nepal Communist Party and Rashtriya Janata Party Alliance have been elected to the National Assembly. As per the result, in women category, Tulasa Kumari Dahal has been elected, while in Dalit category, Radhesham Paswan, in open category, Migendra Singh Yadav, and in minority differently able category, Sekhar Kumar Singh have been elected to the National Assembly. Similarly, from the Karnali province, Nepal Communist Party candidates Maya Prasad Sharma and Sumitra Bisi have been elected as the members of the National Assembly. In the same way, the vote counting of the National Assembly election in Province 5 has also concluded. As per the result, Nepal Communist Party candidate Jagat Prasad Sharma has been elected as the member of the National Assembly from the quota of minority and differently able persons. Likewise, in women category, Bimala Khimri got elected. Similarly, in others category, Nepal Communist Party candidate Gopal Bhattarai got elected. Earlier, the Election Commission spokesperson Rajkumar Shrestha shared that 99.22% votes were cast in the National Assembly election held to elect the 18 National Assembly members. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has urged all the states' agencies to get united to materialize the government's campaign of achieving prosperity in the country, maintaining good governance. Addressing a program organized in Kathmandu to mark the 19th Establishment Day of Armed Police Force yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said all the state organs and the civil society should contribute from their respective sides to make the country prosperous and modern, eradicating poverty, illiteracy and backwardness. Meantime, the Prime Minister lauded the armed police force for their contribution to rescue and relief efforts during disasters and maintain peace and security in the country. He also said the government would pay special attention to modernize and capacity building of the armed police force. The government has decided to take back 3 billion rupees given to the Saza Yatayat Cooperative for purchasing electric buses. Unveiling the cabinet decisions taken by the cabinet meeting held on 20th January, government spokesperson and Communication and Information Technology Minister Gokul Prasad Baskota said as the Saza Cooperative failed to procure the electric buses within the given time, the cabinet decided to recover the 3 billion rupees grant along with the interest of the amount. Likewise, the cabinet also approved the National Census 2078 BS, Administrative Management and Perks Standard 2076 BS. Likewise, the government decided to declare Netra Prasad Gurakai a national martyr. Gurakai was a National Communist Party cadre and was killed by police on 14th November 1962 while he was active in communist political movement in Teruthum district. The government spokesperson also informed that the cabinet decided to grant permission to forward the Sunkosi Marine Diversion Multipurpose Project as the National Pride Project, and the project would be implemented soon with guaranteeing required resources for it. Likewise, the cabinet meeting also decided to take note of the condition of Nepali migrant workers in the Middle East and the Labour Ministry would take necessary coordination for the same. Communications Minister Bhaskar further informed that the Cabinet decided to give consent to organise the 74th meeting of the World Health Organization's Southeast Asia chapter in September 2021 in Nepal. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यमानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. The Nepal Rashtra Bank NRB report has revealed that only 10 local levels are without a bank. The 10 local levels are not able to set up bank branches due to geographical and logistics difficulties. The report further states that a single local level out of a total 137 is beyond the access of bank in state 1. Similarly, one out of total 136 local levels in state 2 does not have a bank. Similarly, two locals level out of total 119 local levels are yet to get access to bank in Bagmati state. Likewise, one out of total 85 locals level is waiting for establishing bank branch in Gandaki state. All local levels have bank access in state 5. In Karnali state, 78 local levels out of 79 have bank access, while 4 out of 88 local levels do not have bank branches in Far West province. Nepal has made improvement in its ranking in the list of the corrupt countries in the Corruption Perception Index 2019 released by Transparency International Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday. Nepal made a slight improvement by climbing down 3 positions in the index. Nepal secured 113th position on a list of 180 countries of the world, scoring 34 points out of 100 points. Earlier in 2018, Nepal had secured 124th place with 31 points. A total of 241 Thaugots or menstruating huts have been demolished in different parts of the Lake District. Police Inspector Noin Bahadur South informed that a total of 112 Chaugots were demolished in Atbis municipality. Similarly, 58 huts were demolished in Bhairabi rural municipality, 13 in Dulu municipality, 3 in Guras rural municipality, 20 in Chamunda Bindra Saini municipality, and some in other places. The federal government and local governments have launched the campaign to demolish shut temporary huts are made for menstruating women. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. China confirmed 830 cases of patients infected with the new coronavirus as of January 22, while the death toll from the virus has reached 25. The virus originated in the central China city of Wuhan in Hubei last year and has spread to Chinese cities including Beijing and Shanghai, as well as the United States, Thailand, South Korea and Japan. Spain's government will hold an emergency meeting to deal with the impact of a storm that has caused heavy rains, powerful winds and huge waves and killed at least 13 people. Residents were left grappling with the wreckage of Storm Gloria, including collapsed bridges, damaged railway lines and entire beaches wiped away by waves. Catalan authorities confirmed the two latest deaths on Thursday evening. A man was swept out to sea while fishing in the coastal town of Tela de Mar, and another was found dead in his car inland in Cabasas, where there has been flooding. 4 people are still missing. Meanwhile, a truck carrying natural gas exploded in Peru's capital, killing at least 2 people and injuring 48 in an accident that Peruvian President Martin Vizcarra labeled a tragedy. The truck burst into flames after it hurtled off a ramp on a street in Lima, breaking a valve, leaking gas and igniting several nearby homes. At least 11 children were sent to local hospitals with severe burns, authorities said. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the eastern region and partly cloudy in the central and western hilly regions, mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 18.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 1.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the lines once again. National Assembly elections result out. 16 candidates from ruling Nepal Communist Party and 2 from Rashtriya Janata Party elected as the members of National Assembly. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says all bodies of state should work together to achieve country's goal of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali. Government decides to take back 3 billion rupees with interest that was given to Saza Yatayat for purchasing electric buses. Transparency International report projects improvement in corruption control in Nepal. Nepal climbs of 11th position compared to last year, and the toll from coronavirus in China reach 25. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.